Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Pastor Ntshangase, good afternoon to you, sir.
Good afternoon to you. How are you?
Very well, thank you, Mfundisi. Kunjani?
Hi, no, I'm great, man. Great.
That's good, man. Great to speak to you this afternoon. Well, we're continuing with our guest, our conversation with you here on AWR, and understanding baptism. You know, when we give our lives to God, we have certain expectations of what should come next. And so in today's talk, we want to, set some reasonable expectations based on the Word of God, as well as our practical experiences. So what is the fruit or the result of baptism? What should a newly baptized Christian expect to experience?
All right. Well, obviously, the first one will be a joy of salvation, because once you get baptized, obviously, you are committed to this gospel of Christ. And so salvation is an experience, and as a result of that commitment.
Yeah.
And number two, you can also acceptance, in the church of God, the family of God.
Mm-hmm.
And we assume that also in heaven we are accepted. And so we, as Peter claims, that we are saved by water in 1 Peter 3, verses 20 and 21, whereby he says that Noah and a few were saved by water. And so, yes, that is it. So, yeah, that is it. And also joy of being free, from, sometimes we have a sense of guilt. Yeah, and a sense of guilt can oppress people and depress people. When you have that sense of freedom from guilt, you feel it's a good feeling, a beautiful feeling. Also there's that inner peace which you have, freedom from guilt, and this thing is a symbol of death in Christ, in resurrection in Christ, and also a symbol of acceptance and something like that. In short, joy, peace, satisfaction is what you get as a result of.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. I think it's a reasonable expectation. Now, does getting baptized insulate one of immune rather from sin and temptation, like especially the days following or months or maybe a few years following your baptism? Are you then insulated from sin or from temptation?
Not at all. The temptation is an experience of everyone. Even our Lord Jesus Christ himself was tempted. If you look at Matthew chapter 4, verse 4 and 7 and verse 10, but he overcame by saying, "It is written." Firstly, it is written that we cannot live only by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the Lord. And then it says to Satan that thou shalt not tempt the Lord, but worship him alone.
Mm-hmm.
In verse 10, it says, away, leave me alone, Satan. You see, that is one thing he said.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then so temptations are there. But also, we are told in 1 Peter 5, verse 8 and 9, be sober, be vigilant. Your adversary, the devil, is walking like a rolling lion, seeking whom he may devour. So we can expect temptations. But verse 9, I think, is more beautiful. It says, resist him, be steadfast and also in faith, and also knowing that some suffering are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. So if you suffer some temptations, it's expected. You are not the only one. Others have gone through that suffering as well.
Yeah. So which means that I like the part that says resist, because it suggests that it's not all over. Once you get baptized, you are not off the hook. The devil will come to you. And I've heard some saying he'll come stronger. Is that true?
Yeah. We are quite right. He is even more fighting when baptized, because you sort of have deserted his kingdom. Now you belong to another kingdom, like a boyfriend who has lost a girlfriend, is always fighting with a new boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Yeah, so that is the reality we can expect after being baptized.
Interesting. Now, tell me, Pastor, is it ever necessary to get rebaptized? I mean, I've heard in many instances, people get rebaptized. And earlier, when we started talking about this topic, I think it was yesterday or so, you said this is a public declaration that you have accepted Christ. I've heard people, a person has fallen into sin and they say they must be rebaptized. Is that necessary? Should it be the case?
Oh, yeah. Well, first and foremost, the word rebaptism is not mentioned in the Bible at all. However, in Acts chapter 19, verses 1 to 5, we read whereby Paul asked some disciples were baptized by baptism of John if they received the Holy Spirit. They said, "You never even heard about the Holy Spirit." And then after hearing more about the Holy Spirit, then they were baptized again in verse 5. That seems to say that there is a necessity of getting rebaptized based on the newfound faith, new light that a person has been exposed to. And then another one, if a person has fallen from grace and has left the Lord, has left the faith, has lived recklessly in sin, when that person is by the grace of God reclaimed from the powers of the enemy, I think it is understandable that a person may ask to be rebaptized, or the church may say, now that you have been away for such a long time, it is better that after you have shown some kind of recommitment, then we can rebaptize you. In those two reasons, I think it is necessary for us to get rebaptized.
Okay. What comes then after baptism? I mean, is it like a graduation of some sorts? Is it is Bible the pinnacle of the Christian experience?
My answer is a resounding yes. It is like that because number one is a public declaration, and there are amens and hallelujah from the church as they appreciate the decision that you have taken. In that case, it is like a baptism. You also like a graduation. You also receive what we call certificate, which is tailor made as yours. That's my certificate. Is a graduation indeed, which you can keep somewhere in your closet, or put it somewhere in your room. Yes, it is a pinnacle in that being justified by faith gives you that freedom, that sense of belonging, And then as you grow in Christ, you become now sanctified. You are now ready for glorification. Mm-hmm. It is indeed a pinnacle. A person who has been baptized is rather looking forward than looking backwards, forward to seeing the Lord. The Bible says it has been not revealed, what we shall become, but we know when it shall come, we shall be like him. So we're looking forward to becoming like the one who died for us, and that then makes it a pinnacle in a true sense of the word. But also joyful experience, as I said earlier on, freedom from guilt is a liberation.
Oh, beautiful stuff, man.
It's liberation. Yes.
Exciting, exciting stuff. It must actually be very, very exciting.
Yes.
Now, thank you. I want to let you go, but before we do that, this pinnacle, after it has been reached, this is now the top level that a person could reach in Christianity. And the only thing that they would do now is just to maintain, or is there any further growth?
Yes. No, you grow. As I said, the first step is justification by faith.
I see.
Whereby a person is in Christ. And then in Christ, you keep growing, just like we all grow physically. And then you become like Christ, that now sanctification. At that level, you are now preserved for a holy use. God is preserving you, that he can use you, he can use me for his all good pleasure. In that sense, when he comes again, we are ready for the kingdom. That is glorification, the ultimate goal of salvation.
Yes, yes. Oh, wow.
Yes.
Beautiful
yes.
stuff. Well, Pastor, I must thank you so much for coming through this afternoon.
Right.
Blessings
right.
to you. We're going to be speaking to you again tomorrow
you.
At the same time
yes.
same place.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
God bless and grow us. Thank you. And listeners as well. Thank you.
Thank
Bye.
You. Bye.
All right.
Adventist Bye. World Radio. From broadcast to baptism. Powered by SID Media.